From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for Let the Bible Speak today. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings the concluding portion of a message called Justifying Faith, part of this series on the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. In this message, Dr. Cairns has been dealing with Abel, the first example of the faithful mentioned in this chapter. Although Abel's life was cut short, his faith shows that it's not how long we live, but how we live that is important in the Lord's sight. In the course of this message, we've seen that Abel refused a religion of works righteousness. Rather, he approached God in the only way God will accept, on the basis of the sacrifice of the Lamb. This gave Abel the assurance that he was accepted in the sight of God. Here we have a beautiful picture of the truth of justification by faith in Christ. God's acceptance of that sacrifice established Abel's testimony of the only way of salvation, by faith in the blood of the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. God himself witnessed to Abel's faith in Genesis as well as in Hebrews 11. Similarly, Abel gave faithful witness to God by his obedience. May the Lord enable us as his people to bear a clear witness before this world. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. Our text for this morning is found in Psalm 22 and verse 14. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. Did earth or heaven ever behold a sadder spectacle of woe? In soul and body, our Lord felt himself to be weak as water poured upon the ground. The placing of the cross in its socket had shaken him with great violence, had strained all the ligaments, pained every nerve, and more or less dislocated all his bones. Burdened with his own weight, the august sufferer felt the strain increasing every moment of those 6 long hours. His sense of faintness and general weakness were overpowering, while to his own consciousness he became nothing but a mass of misery and swooning sickness. When Daniel saw the great vision, he thus describes his sensations. There remained no strength in me, for my vigor was turned into corruption, and I retained no strength. How much more faint must have been our great prophet when he saw the dread vision of the wrath of God and felt it in his own soul. To us, sensations such as our Lord endured would have been insupportable, and kind unconsciousness would have come to our rescue. But in his case, he was wounded and felt the sword. He drained the cup and tasted every drop. O King of Grief, a title strange yet true to thee of all kings only due. O King of Wounds, how shall I grieve for thee, who in all grief preventest me? As we kneel before our now ascended Savior's throne, let us remember well the way by which he prepared it as a throne of grace for us. Let us in spirit drink of his cup, that we may be strengthened for our hour of heaviness, whenever it may come. In his natural body, every member suffered, and so it must be in the spiritual. But as out of all his griefs and woes, his body came forth uninjured to glory and power, even so shall his mystical body come through the furnace, with not so much as the smell of fire upon it.
Jesus, my blood, thy righteousness, my beauty, my glorious dress. It's faith.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Abel was saved by faith in the Lamb of God, and his life was a living testimony to everybody else while he lived
this is the way. Now, he didn't live long, did he? But yet, he has won his thousands for Christ. And the testimony of this man has witnessed to generation after generation, down through the millennia, of God's one and only way of salvation. Long after his death, his witness has been with power. Let me make this clear to you. This is the privilege, not just of the preacher, but of every justified soul. If you're justified, you have God's witness that you're righteous. But remember what we saw last week. Remember the 2 points I made in verses 2 and 3? God believes in the faith of his people. And second, the faith of the people believes in God. God witnesses to them, and they witness to him. Here we have it in a concrete example of Abel. God witnessed to him and about him that he was righteous, and Abel witnessed to God. You see, your acceptance with God and your assurance of that acceptance provide you with a witness that the world needs. The world is dying to hear real, solid truth. First of all, it's dying. You have the message of life. It's dying for want of hearing. How shall they hear without a preacher? How is the world going to hear of the God who justifies except through the people whom he has justified? Abel yet speaketh. Man, if you have been justified, then speak. Speak. Speak with your lips. Use your lips to sound a testimony to the one and only way of salvation. Use your own experience of God and of his justifying grace. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying go out as a charismatic and forget about the Bible and just talk about experience. But I am saying you've got a biblical testimony to justifying grace. Then go out and tell the world what God has done for you. You maybe never be a preacher. You maybe could never sit down and put together a public address, a message that would have logical coherence and theological and doctrinal content and all the rest. You may not be able to do that. May not be God's calling to you to do that. But there's one thing you can do, and there's one thing you must do, and that is you must recognize God has saved me to serve. He has given me a testimony that I may testify of him. I have got something that there are people out in that wide world who need to hear. There are people who were where I was. There are people who are feeling now what I felt. There are people who are treading the very path that I was treading. And God has given me a testimony that I can back up from that book that will point them God's one and only way of salvation. Therefore, speak. He speaketh. Speak with your lips. Man, let's get back to a witnessing church. A church like the early church, who went everywhere witnessing for Christ. When the Lord Jesus was about to ascend, he said, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be what? You'll be great preachers." Well, they did become great preachers, but that wasn't the promise. You'll have mighty campaigns. You'll have thousands listening to you. All true, but it's not what the Savior promised. He said, you will be witnesses. Witnesses. We have got such an emphasis these days on evangelistic success, and we have so contorted and perverted the very notion of evangelistic success that we have forgotten the biblical mandate to be witnesses. Witnesses to what? Witnesses to whom? Witnesses to Christ and God's one and only way of salvation. You take these truths of justifying faith, the things that your own heart has had to prove for itself, tell them abroad. You can take the 4 points of this message this morning, and more properly the first 3 of them, and you can make them the basis of your personal witness wherever you go. Convincing men of their sin, convincing men from Scripture and your testimony, the only approach to God is through the blood of the Lamb, and the only way to receive Jesus Christ is by faith and thereby be justified. Speak with your lips, aye, and speak with your life. Speak with your life. We have the old saying, actions speak louder than words. If I may paraphrase James, he says, you talk about your faith, well, show me it in action. Faith always works, you know. A faith that doesn't work is a devilish delusion. A faith that says it believes but doesn't behave is a delusion. It'll take you to hell. Faith works with your life witness. Indeed, so live that after you're dead, your testimony will live on after you. And when you're dead, the people who know you now will, by the very memory of your life and your words and your works, have a never-dying testimony to the one way salvation. He being dead yet speaketh. Wonderful for Abel, isn't it? Abel in heaven for many years now, still winning souls by the testimony that he left behind him. He is dead. As far as this world's concerned, he's gone, but he's yet speaking. Wonderful for Abel. But what a condemnation for many of us. You're not dead. But you're not speaking in many cases. You're still living. Can't open your mouth for God. Can't go after a soul. You can sit in your office or your workshop or whatever it is you have as a place of employment. The whole world could pass by on the way to hell and you would not have a word. All you can talk about President Bush, good or bad. You can talk about the tax laws. We all hate paying tax, so they're rotten. We can all have a good time complaining about those. You can talk about the weather. You can talk about sport. There are occasions when there's not a thing wrong in talking about any of those things.
there's something wrong, and you can't say a word about Jesus Christ. You twiddle your thumbs while the world burns. By faith, Abel not only received God's witness, but Abel repeated God's witness. May God give us a burden, such a burden indeed, that while we enjoy our justification in Christ, we will count it our greatest joy to carry that message to the world of the ungodly, to seek them, by the grace of God to find them, for the Lord Jesus Christ. Father in heaven, bless thy word, write it upon our hearts, and after the feeble voice of man is silent, Lord, speak on to every soul. Only thou art able to create faith. Only thou art able to do lasting good through the preaching of any message. Lord, do that good, we pray. And, O God, grant that this day, first, there will be sinners saved. Second, there will be backsliders restored. Third, that there be Christians really brought into the enjoyment of peace and assurance. Fourth, that the whole church will be set on fire to be witnesses for Jesus Christ. Hear our prayer. Part us with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear, the beginning of all knowledge and wisdom. Be our abiding portion, both this Lord's day and forevermore. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.